great sax solo on Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. The guy who's playing that, Raphael Ravenscroft, has passed away. We think that's a great sax solo. You know what he says? He hates it. Every time he heard it, it drove him crazy because as a musician, he knew it was flat.
I don't think that's why he really hated it.
No?
Because he didn't get paid.
He did. He got $45.
Well, yeah, $45.
$45.
And what did Jerry Rafferty get out of it?
About $100,000 a year for the rest of his life.
That's why he hated hearing it.
Oh, no. He said it was because it was flat.
Oh, it was a bitter reminder.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
$45.
You got to feel kind of stupid after that, right? Every time you turn on the radio, there's your $45. It's like, I spent it already.
His agent was his uncle who's moonlighting.
Oh, man. Got this email from a guy by the name of ASM. Says, I've been listening to all of you, Doc, Woody, Eric, and Randall, the past few weeks, referring to those that didn't like that Apple, and you two agreed to put the latest U2 album on the new iPhone. And that was me, I got to say, who said this mostly as whiners, among other terms. And he says, well, it may be a simple matter just to delete the album. There's more to this than meets the eye. And I can't agree with you for the following reasons. First of all, it's extremely pretentious of both Apple and U2 to assume that everyone just loves U2, which I don't think that's what they thought. They just figured that who wouldn't want a free album, right?
Yeah,
and
really.
It's a simple matter of deleting it. And then he goes on to say that he goes on to rip Apple and iPhones and then say that he would never own an iPhone. So I don't know if I can give any credence to your rebuttal to what we've been saying. And besides, Bono's apologized.
Oops. I'm sorry about that. This beautiful idea. Mona got carried away with themselves. Artists are prone to that kind of thing. Drop of megalomania, touch of generosity, a dash of self-promotion, and deep fear that these songs that we poured our life into over the last few years mightn't be heard. There's a lot of noise out there. I guess we got a little noisy ourselves to get through it.
He did leave one thing out there, the fact that they were paid $100 million.
Not just small details.
By Apple to let that happen. And then he also mentioned in his email that Bono is one of the most pretentious snots in the world of music today.
Wow.
Could it be because Bono wears sunglasses all the time?
That makes him a snot?
Well, people think he's pretentious because of the sunglasses. I don't know.
People who wear shades indoors are snots.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to defend Bono. The reason he wears sunglasses indoors is because he has glaucoma and has had for the last 20 years. So he doesn't do it because he's a rock star.
No.
No.
He wouldn't need those shades if he smoked more pot then. Because I hear that's good for glaucoma.
I've heard that, too.
I refer to Randall's rant yesterday.
Yeah.
Where he said, let's not pretend that it's good for you to smoke pot.
Every day. No, it's not.
No. Is it good for glaucoma?
It is, yes.
Yeah,
it is.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, see? Perfect.
Woody's right. Woody's a doctor.
Well done, sir. So anyway, thanks for your email. We always appreciate it when you guys weigh in on subjects.
Whatever you bitch.
We think, you know, you're a whiner too, you know. Okay.
Oh, bitch.
810, Doc and Woody Radio Show.